So no chance of bears, a slim chance of seeing wolves returning. One large predator, though, might be better suited, I understand, to where we live.
Yes. For many generations...
Sound like my stomach going up there for a moment.
Well, this is a lynx. Now, for many generations, myself included, we grew up thinking lynx was nothing more than a brand of deodorant, really. But it is a medium-sized cat. It's roughly similar in size to a collie dog or a Labrador. It used to exist in Britain. It's estimated that there are around 8,000 now in Europe, and that's excluding the population in Russia. And there are plans, which were revealed earlier this year, to reintroduce a pair in Scotland. Now, Jim Cockle and Steve Carver both believe it may have a better chance of reintroduction because it could help maintain natural order and because it doesn't have a PR problem.
Lynx would be less threatening to people. People have a perception that wolves and bears will eat them. Whereas lynx, as far as I've been able to find out, there are no reported attacks by lynx on people in areas of Europe where there are lynx populations.
Very shy animals, forest dwelling animals, although they are very adaptable. They are ambush hunters, so they won't impact on domestic livestock, which graze in open fields, but might help reduce fox, rabbits, deer populations to more natural numbers.
And even then, Jim says, they require a range of around 25 kilometres. So even if you found some space for lynx in our landscape, it's unlikely to sustain many lynx.
I would imagine farmers and landowners are less enthusiastic.
Yes, I mean, there are obvious concerns that they have about rewilding. Landowners, of course, generate a lot of money from shooting, particularly grouse and pheasant. Naturally, they would be concerned about anything that would impact on that, and there are obvious safety concerns too. Now, after 8 o'clock, we'll hear from the Teesdale farmer, Richard Bett, and he says it would be impossible to keep livestock if large predators were roaming the land. He says his farm is a site of special scientific interest, and he says that if we were to stop tending the land, the beauty of our landscapes would change. In the case of his land, even nesting birds like lapwings and oyster catchers would be in danger of being moved from their territory.
Just last point, has anything been successfully reintroduced before?
Well, a big success story in the northeast in Yorkshire is red kites, which have been successfully reintroduced elsewhere in the country. Wild boar has made its way into the wild, and beavers have been reintroduced in Scotland, officially in Argyll, unofficially in Tayside, where they are said to actually be doing much better. And Jim Cockle believes they may provide a more realistic starting point for any attempt to rewild our region, and the Durham Wildlife Trust Centre at Low Barnes near Bishop Auckland is the kind of environment they could thrive in.
Will we ever see beavers? I'd love to see it. We're stood in a nature reserve here where it would be pretty good habitats. Lots of river frontage, lots of water bodies, lots of wet woodland areas.
Richard Benton is a livestock farmer in Teesdale, joining me on the line now. Richard, morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I'm getting a little bit concerned about the possibility of a wolf coming up alongside me and my Labrador while I'm walking on the North York Moors. As a farmer, what would you feel about the reintroduction of, say, lynx or wolves into the hills of Teesdale?
Create a habitat for all these animals, and they talk about rewilding. What they forget to mention is this actually means land abandonment by farmers. So it wouldn't really be an issue for sheep because we just wouldn't be here. And, you know, they need to think about the full picture. We've got a world that is short of food. All the help agencies claim that a third of the world is starving and the population is still growing. But not only do we need the food production from land in places like Teesdale, but we would also lose the habitat that has been created by farming. You talk about walking with your Labrador, and I'm sure you admire the heather moorland, the upland hay meadows and their flowers, and of course the ground nesting birds for which the North York Moors and the Pennines are famous, the lapwing, the curlew and the snipe. Now if we rewild, all that would be replaced by scrub. I think this needs really careful thinking.
Just away from, it would seem, extreme examples, say, you know, wolves or bears, let's bring it down to something potentially more likely. I mean, how would you feel, for example, if less threatening animals such as beaver and wild boar made a reappearance?
That's quite possible, and of course wild boar do exist in the southeast of this country and a lot of the woodland down there. So that is possible. But, you know, to talk about introducing wolves, I'm sure a lot of people who live in towns in this country are sick to death of urban foxes. Wolves will adjust their habitat like foxes have adjusted theirs in a country as heavily populated as England. And I think that there perhaps isn't room for something as extreme as that.